Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem Maseches Bava Basra. The first din of the Mishnah, Hashutfen Shirotzu Lasik Smechitza Bechotzer, Boinin Esakoysel Be'emto, Mokem Shinogu Livnois Gvil Gozis Kfisim Levenim Boinim Akol Kaminig HaMedino, there are two Lashenis in the Gemara, which have two entirely different pshatim in the Mishnah. And as a result, how to read the Mishnah, there emerges a machlokes whether Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. The first lashon of the Gemara understands Hashutfim Shirotzu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer means to say that the Shutfim agreed together to build a wall. Once they agreed to build a wall, then the Mishnah tells us, firstly, that Bainin Es HaKoysel Be'emta, as the Gemara explains, this is a chiddush, even in a case where one of them approached the other one and convinced him to build the wall. The second one cannot claim that he only agreed to pay for the material to build the wall, rather he's also mechuyev to give up from his land for the space of the wall. And furthermore, as the Mishnah explains, once they're mechayev to each other to build the wall, now they have to build the wall kaminig hamedina. According to this lashon, had they not agreed to each other to build the wall, one would not be able to force the other one to build, because hezek riyah lo shmei hezek. The second lashon of the Gemara understands the Mishnah entirely different. Hashutfen Shirotu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer, the word Mechitza in the Mishnah is translated not as a partition, rather as a division. As the Gemara explains, the case is talking about, it was a Chotzer She'em Bakadei Chaluka. The Chotzer was not large enough for either one to force the other one to divide the Chotzer. That's why the Mishnah says, Shirotu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer. The case has to be talking about that there was a mutual agreement. And the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that it has to be talking about also that there was a kinyan. Otherwise, the agreement would not be binding. Rag upon him, once there was a kinyan and they're going to divide the chatzer, now the Mishnah is telling us that one can force the other one to build a wall. According to this lashon, hezek riyah shmei hezek, since each one is using one specific part of the chatzer, and he does not want the other one seeing him and doing his tashmishim, that gives a schus for one of them to force the other one to build a wall. L'mais l'alach, we hold like the second lashon, as Taisa says over here in Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Dibur Maskel Savrua, he says, even though the Gemara begins with the lashon Savrua mai mechitza guda, generally, the Lashon of Savrua would be mashma that it's only a Havamino. Here, Taisa says, even though the Gemara never really brought it to Yufta to this Lashon, all of the kashas that we asked, we gave Terutzim, still Taisa says, these Terutzim are Dichui, therefore we passing like the second Lashon, that's why he uses the Lashon of Savrua by the first Lashon. And Derech Agav, we use also the Lashon of Savrua in the second Lashon of the Gemara, at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Ragaparam, Taisa says, that Locha is like the second Lashon. As we'll see, there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim how exactly to understand that this Chiyuv, which is based on Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, where one Shutish could force the other one to build a wall, and as we'll see, there are many Nidainim and Rishainim as well, which seems to be totally in understanding exactly the site of the Chiyuv of building the wall in our Mishnah. The Iker Chakira, the main Tutstadim which the Achronim bring, is known as the Chakira of Erbisser Zalman. The Sefer Evin Ozel in Hilchas Shchein Perak Beis, Halacha Tazayin, he discusses the Yisoid of the Chiyuv Kaisel and many other Achronim as well. In the Chidush of Ruvain and Simon Aleph and Baba Basra, he has an Arichas on this. And the Nidin is that Kepshute the Chiyuv of the Mishnah, since it's based on Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Pashas would be that this would be similar to the Chiyuv in which we find in the second parak of Baba Basra, Parak Lo Yachbar. Over there we find many examples where one Shachin is doing something in his Chatzar. He's not going into his friend's Chatzar and he's not making contact with any possessions of his friend. Still, the Adinim of Niske Shchinim, not every Tashmish that he wants to do in his Chotzer is Mutter. If this Tashmish causes some sort of damage to his neighbor, for example, by digging a bar or by planting a tree, this could cause damage to the neighbor. Or for example, the cases of Kutra or Beis HaKisei and Daf Chof Gimel, if the smoke will go over to the neighbor or a bad smell will go over to the neighbor, all these are examples where one is being Mishtamish in his own half of the Chotzer, yet still the din is that he's considered a mazik and he has to be marchik himself. Kipchute, this is a similar din here as well. If Reuven wants to build a wall and Shimon does not, Reuven has a tzviya on Shimon, he could come to him and force him to build a wall. The tzviya is that Shimon is being mazik him, even though Shimon is going about his business using his side of the chatzar, that's considered that hezek is being done to Reuven. Hezek riyah shmei hezek, that's the tzviya that Reuven can have on Shimon to force Shimon to build a wall. There's another nidin in the Achronim which we won't get into right now, and this bekitzer, that is, does Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek mean to say that even if there would be no wall, Reuven would go about doing the same mishtamshes which he always does, even the Dvarim Shebetzino, things which he would want privacy for, And since Shimon is watching him, Shimon is using his chatzar and he sees what's going on in Reuven's side, that's considered a hezek to Reuven. Or alternatively, the other side is to say, if there is no wall, Reuven will have to refrain from doing certain ishtamshus, types of ishtamshus which he wants his privacy for. If there isn't a wall, he knows that Shimon could watch him, he's not going to do those ishtamshus b'chlal. That's what it would mean, hezek riyashmei hezek. But al-kupanim, either way, whether the hezek is that Shimon's watching Reuven when he's doing his dvarim shebetina, or the hezek is that Reuven is going to refrain from using his chatzar at certain times, but al-kupanim, either way, kipshutei d'chiv, that Shimon has to build a wall, Reuven could be teveya Shimon that he's being mazikim with his hezek riyah. The pshat is that it would be similar to other types of niske shchenim, where Shimon is considered to be a mazik, and the klal is al mazik leharchikas atzmai. Usually the klal is that this requires him to stop doing the ishtamshus, which is bothering Reuven. And in this case, instead, he builds a wall. This is the first side of the chakira, and this zechari would be the pashtus. And the chayin bring that there are a few examples where clearly this is the pshat in hezek riyashmei hezek. There's a mishnah towards the end of parecheska sabatim, and daf nun tes amir beis, the mishnah says, one cannot make a window overlooking someone else's chotzer. Here clearly the pshat is because hezek riyashmei hezek, and by opening his window he's going to be looking down and being mazik the people in the chotzer. Here it's not a question of building a wall b'shutvis. Here's one person who wants to make a chaloin, and since this ishtamshus is causing a hezek to his neighbor, because hezek riyashmei hezek, therefore he's not allowed to do this ishtamshus. Furthermore, we also find another example. In the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah over there talks about a case where one neighbor wants to build a wall right next to the window of his neighbor, and there's a possibility that he'll stand on the wall and be able to look directly into the house of his neighbor, therefore he's not allowed to build the wall. Here again, this is a nidin of Hezek Riyah, and here the pshat is that he's being mishtamish in his own chotzer to build a wall, and we do not allow him to do this ishtamshus because of the dinim of Nizkei Shechinim. As we're saying, this is the pshat here as well, where there are two shutfim on two sides of the chotzer. Either one could come with a tzviya to the other one, that by you being mishtamish in your side of the chatzur that's causing me a hezek, that's the schus that either one has to force the other one to build a wall. Rishi Zalman, however, has a second side, an entirely different way of understanding the chiv of the Mishnah. Again, we're going in the second side of the Gemara, the second Lashon, that the chiv of the Mishnah is, even in the case where they only agree to divide the chatzur, still one can force the other one to build the wall because hezek riyashmei hezek. However, this din of hezek riyashmei hezek is going to be mechayfim to build a wall, not me din niske shchenim, however mikayach a different din. And that is, we find that the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis brings a case of Beis Shar. This is a Mishnah later on in the parak on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Kayfin oisei livnois Beis Shar v'delas l'chotzer. The case is that there are a number of houses which all open into one joint chotzer, and the entrance to the chotzer is adjacent to Rosh HaRabim. Therefore, people who are walking by in Rosh HaRabim can see right into the chotzer. The din of the Mishnah is that the Bnei HaChatzar have a right to force each other to all be mishtatif in building this Beis Shar to prevent the Bnei Rosh HaRabim from looking into their Chatzar. Meaning, if some of the Bnei HaChatzar feel necessary to build this Beis Shar, and some feel that it's not necessary, they're not bothered by the hezek of the Bnei Rosh HaRabim, still the din is that the ones who want the Beis Shar can force the other ones to be mishtatif as well. Now clearly here in this case, they were able to approach one of the Bnei HaChatzar and force him to be mishtatif for the Beis Shar. That's not mitzad the same din of niske shchenim. It's not that he's being mazik someone else, even though there also it's based on hezek riyah. The hezek riyah is not from one neighbor to the other neighbor. The hezek riyah is from the bnei Rosh HaRabim who are looking into the chotzer. So we cannot come and be taveya one of the bnei chotzer to be mishtatif in the Beis Shar because he's considered a mazik. Rather, the reason why we're able to be taveya him is because this is necessary for the entire chotzer. Since we cannot go to the bnei Rosh HaRabim and cause them to build the Beis Shar, that's obviously not possible. So even though they're the ones who are being the mazik, since it's a joint need for all of the Bnei Chotzer, then they have a right to force each other to all be mishtatif in this Beis Shar. And even though one of them is claiming that it's not necessary for me, I'm not bothered by this hezek riyah, still, since this is something which is normal for the Bnei Chotzer to be makbid on, this is considered a joint need for all of the Bnei Chotzer, and even the one who feels that it's not necessary, he's mechayv to be mishtatif as well. And the Achrayin, Rabbi Zalman and others, they suggest that we could understand that this is the Yisayin Achiv in our Mishnah as well. When our neighbor is living in opposite sides of the chotzer, the normal thing is for them to be makbid and to build a wall in between, so that they should not be able to look into each other's chotzer. This is considered a joint need for both of them, just like by the case of Beis Shar, one can force the other one, even though he says it's unnecessary for him. Here as well, one shutif could force the other one, So be mishtatif in building the wall, since we consider a need for both of them. The one who says that he does not need it, we say but l'daitai, since this is something which people usually are makbid on, since hezek riyashmei hezek, for one to lose their privacy, that's considered a damage, and therefore becomes the tzrachei hachatzer, the needs of the chatzer to have a wall, just as the chatzer which is next to the shas rabim has the need for a base char. In other words, it would come out that according to the first tzad that we explained, that the tefiya is midin in iskei shcheinim, so Reuven can force Shimon to build a wall, so that Shimon is not mazik Reuven. The tefiya that Reuven has to come to Shimon is that you're being mazik me by looking at me, that's why Shimon is mechayiv to be mishtatif in the wall. Hashenkin, according to the second tzad, the reason why Shimon has to be mishtatif in this wall, even though he doesn't really want to, is not so that he shouldn't be able to look at Reuven, not because we're considering a mazik, rather the other way around, because this wall will be beneficial for Shimon as well. And even though Shimon claims that it's not beneficial for me, it makes no difference. It's but l'daita, and we do consider it a benefit for him, and therefore we can be mechayef him to pay as well, because he's receiving that benefit. He's getting a wall which protects him from the hezek riyah of Reuven looking at Shimon. Now before we see Rabbi Zalman's raya, his raya which pushed him to be mechayef the second tzad, before that we'll first mention a nafkamina between the two tzadim, which will help bring out more clearly the difference between the tzadim. And that is, there's a nidain which is discussed in Rishonim already, the din of our Mishnah, where each shutif has to pay for half of the wall, both half of the material of the wall, as well as giving up half of the space that the wall requires. The Mishnah does not differentiate between cases where both shutifim have an equal share in the chatzar, they both own 50% of the chatzar, or in a case where one shutif owns a larger chalik. For example, if one shutif has 2/3 of the chatzar, and one shutif 1/3 of the chatzar, do we say that in that case, the shutif who has a larger chalik of the chatzar, he has to pay for 2/3 of the wall as well, and the shutif only owns a third of the chatzar, he only has to pay for 1/3 of the wall? This question is discussed in the Yad Rama, as well as in the Shitu Mekubetzes, and they both say that the din is that even if one shutif owns more of the chatzar than the other shutif, still the din is that they pay for the wall equally. The Yad Rama says that since the Mishnah does not differentiate between different cases, that would be mashma that the din is true in all cases, even in the case where one shutif has more of the ownership of the chatzar, still they pay for the wall equally. The Shitu Mekubetzes says this as well. He explains, for that reason, the Mishnah did not say simply that a wall made out of gvil is 6 tvachim, a wall made out of gazis is 5, and kvisim 4. Rather, the Mishnah is ma'arech to say the cheshbin, that by a wall of gvil each one gives 3 tvachim, by a wall of gazis each one gives 2.5. The Mishnah is stressing that by a gvil wall, each shutif will always give half, always give 3 tvachim, even in the case that one shutif has a greater chelik of the chotzer. Now, in the Rosh Hashanah, however, he was bothered by this nekuda. He says, l'chayr, the din should be that if one has a larger chelik of the chotzer, he should have to pay for more of the wall, and he compares this to the din of beis char and afzayin amud beis. The Gemara there is mevur that they don't pay equally for the beis char, rather they pay kifi mamin, according to the possessions that each one has. If so, l'chayr, the same should apply here as well. The wall is necessary more for the one who has a larger chelik of the chotzer. He's going to be nana more from the wall, therefore the din should be that he should have to pay for a larger chelik of the wall. The Rosh Hashanah says that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do not pask in this way. In Chayshe Mishpah, Simon Kuf, Nun Zayin, Siv Gimel, they say the din of the Mishnah is true, even in a case where one has a larger chilik of the chatzar, still they each pay for half of the wall. And the Rosh Hashanah is bothered, why is this different than the case of the Beis Shar? And furthermore, the Rosh Hashanah points out that the Lashon of the Mishnah would be Mashma, that the Mishnah is talking specifically in the case where each one has half of the chatzar. Because the Mishnah talks about where to build the wall, and it says, Bodin es HaKoysel Be'emta. The Pasha says that it means to say that you build the wall exactly in the middle of the chatzar. If so, obviously we're talking about a case where each one has an equal share of the chatzar. For that reason, you're building it in the middle. And in this case, the Mishnah says that each one has to pay for half of the wall. But perhaps in a case where one of them has a larger chilik of the chatzar, he would have to pay for more of the wall. Now, Derech Agav will just point out that the Rosh Hashanah's understanding in the words of the Mishnah, Bodin es HaKoysel Be'emta, that it means kepshuta in the middle of the chatzar, which would be mashma, each one owns half of the chatzar. Rashi the Ramaskol Be'emta, Rashi says, Zeh Nisir Mechalkoi Chati Mokim Oivi HaKoysel V'chein Zeh. Perhaps Rashi's understanding that the word Be'emta in the Mishnah does not necessarily mean that the wall is in the middle of the chatzar. And Rashi is translating the word Emta to mean that the wall is on both of their properties equally. That's how you translate Emta. Emta means that half of the wall is on one side and half of the wall is on the other person's Rishus. And if so, in Echanami, perhaps this wall is not being built in the middle of the chatzar. The case of the Mishnah could be where Reuven owns 2/3 of the chatzar and Shimon owns 1/3 of the chatzar. So the wall is being built 2/3 of the way into the length of the chatzer, and still the Mishnah uses the word emtza to tell us that half of the width of the kaisel is in Reuven's side, and the other half of the width of the kaisel is in Shimon's side. But Akalparim, this is a nidin, as we see in the Rishonim and the Achrenim. Is the din of the Mishnah true even in a case where one owns more of the chatzer, that the din is that they pay for the wall equally, or do we say like the Rishash wants to suggest, the Ad din should be the same as the din of the Beis Shar? If one has more of the chatzer, he should have to pay for more of the wall. Now it seems clear that this shaila, the two tzadim of this shaila, are totally in the two tzadim had to understand that the yisayid of the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah. If we take a look carefully at the Ramah and the Sefer Nesivos HaMishpat as well, in Simikuf Samach Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, they both say clearly that the din is that they divide the wall equally, even in the case where one owns more of the chatzer, and they explain that since the whole yisayid of the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah is midin harchakas nazikim, that each one is being mazik the other person, therefore he has to do whatever is necessary to stop himself from looking into the other person's chatzer. Since the tfiyah that one has on the other one is to stop being mazik me, and that's why one can force the other one to build the wall, therefore the din clearly is that they both pay for half of the wall. It makes no difference how much of the chatzer they own, since the tfiyah on them to build the wall is not dependent on that which they're gaining. It's not that they're benefiting from this chatzer which is mechayev them to pay. What's mechayev them to pay for the wall is the fact that they're looking into the other person's side. And if so, there is no svarah to be mechalik how much of the chatzer each one of them owns. Since they're both mazikim, they're both looking and causing hezek ri'iyah, therefore they both have to pay for the wall. It makes no difference how much each one owns in the chatzer. The lashon of the Yad Rama is, Hay koisel kim misavid, this wall which is being built, lav la'ashbuchay lechalkei dekol chayr minayim misavid. It's not that each one is building it for the purpose of benefiting, for enhancing his own chatzer. That we should say, if that was the case, that they were building it to enhance their own chatzer, then we would understand it's sad to say that the one whose chatzer is larger, he's benefiting from this wall more. He now has a larger private chatzer, where the other person's side is also becoming private, but since it's a smaller chatzer, he's benefiting less. There we could understand it's sad that the one who has a larger chilek should have to pay for more of the wall, but since that's not the pshat, as he continues, Eloki misavid lisluki hezek ria me adodi hu de misavid. Vekivet de tarvayu bahai yazeka ke adodi ninu, de tarvayu maski adodi, umechayev ke adodi lisluki hezek ria me adodi, dinahu de yoev be ke adodi. Since the reason why we mechayev them is because they're being mazik the other person, they're both mazikim, therefore we mechayev both of them to pay equally for the wall. We see clearly the way the Yad Rama explains, and the Nesivos as well, why the din is that they should pay equally is because they're holding like this tzad. The tefillah we have on them to build the wall is that they stop being mazik the other person. Therefore, they explain that it's pashut that since they're both mazikim, they have to pay for the wall equally. The Rishash, however, who had it tzad to say that the one who has a larger chelik, he should have to pay for more of the wall, his right was from the case of Beis Shar. And this fits very well with the tzad that we were explaining from Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, that the chi of kaisel in our Mishnah is similar to the case of Beis Shar. In the case of Beis Shar, that's pashut that each one is mechayev to pay. Not so that he shouldn't be mazik the other person, rather he's mechayev to pay for the benefit that he's getting. Therefore, we understand very well why the person who's benefiting more, he had a larger chilek in the chatzer, therefore he should have to pay for more of the base shar. And the Rishash wanted to suggest that in our Mishnah as well, that would fit with the second tzad. If the reason why each one has to pay for the wall is not so that he should not be mazik the other person, rather because he himself is benefiting, if so, we would understand that our Mishnah should have the same din as base shar. The one who's benefiting more because he has a larger chatzer, he should have to pay for more of the wall. Hakapam, this is a clear nafkamina between the two tzadim, according to the first tzad that the chi of kaisel is midin harchakas nazikim, with teveh him that he shouldn't be mazik the other person. There we understand that each one should pay for the wall equally, since they're both mazikim. Hashenken, according to the second tzad, yisayid achiv is midin beis shar, each one ba'esim is paying for the benefit that he's getting. If so, we would understand the tzad to say, like the Rishash is saying, that the one who has a larger chelik of the chatzer, he should have to pay for more of the wall. Now the raya which Mr. Zalman brings, that the chi of kaisel in our Mishnah is not midin nizkei shchenim, rather it's a new din, al derech the din of Beis Shar, is from the sheet of the Raivin and the Ramban, later on in Dav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a memra, Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ha'achim shecholku ein lehem loy derech ze al ze, v'loy chaloynes ze al ze, v'loy sulamos ze al ze. When two brothers receive a Yerusha from their father, and afterwards they divide the Yerusha, so each one forfeits entirely all of the rights in the other chelik, the chelik that his brother is getting. And one of the things that it says in the Braisa is, Ein lehem chaloynes ze al ze, And the Rishonim, the Raver and the Ramban, they explain what this means to say is that if, for example, one of them got a house with a chaloin and the other one got a chotzer, so the chaloin overlooks the chotzer, so the one who got the chotzer has a right to build, he could even block the window, because since they divide, they didn't make any conditions, each one has full rights to do whatever he wants in the chelik which he got. The one who got the chotzer has rights to build even by blocking the window. However, on the other hand, before he builds, the one who got the chaloin does not have to close up his window. Even though b'derech klal, the din is, if one has a window which overlooks someone else's chotzer, that's considered hezekri and he has to block the window. Here, where they divided a Yerusha, at the time they divided, the house had a window. The understanding is that the one who got the house can live in the house the same way it was up until this point. We maintain the status quo. And therefore, if there is a window, he's not mechuyev to block the window, even though it overlooks the chotzer of his brother. The lashon that the Rishonim use over there is, shelechilku al manas lesalik misham klum. At the time they made the chalukah, it was al das, and neither one has to give up any tashmishin which had been used up until that point. The one who got the house can continue using the house the same way. He doesn't have to forfeit any tashmishim, and if part of the tashmishin was that he has a house with a window, he's not mechuyev to give up that window. And Rabbi Yisrael Zalman points out that there is no chilek between achim shechalku and shutfim shechalku, and if so, in the case of our Mishnah, where two shutfim, they originally owned the chatzar together, and now they divide the chatzar, there we say the same klal, that neither one is mechuyev to give up any tashmishim from the chilek of the chatzar which he got. And since we see from the Ramban and the Ravid, this includes also the din of Hezek Riyah, that if one is mazik the other one with the Hezek Riyah, still he's not mechuyev to block that Hezek Riyah, because when they divided, it was with the understanding that he's going to use his chelik for whatever purpose he wants to, without having to make any changes. If so, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman asks, what is the pshat in the Mishnah? Why by Shufim Shechoku is there a taina afterwards of Hezek Riyah? Why could Reuven force Shimon to build a wall? Shimon should have a schus to continue living in the chaser the way it had been used up until this point, which is without any wall. From here, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman proves his yisoid that the tfi in our Mishnah is not midin riskei shchenim, it's not midin that you're being mazik me by looking into my chotzer, rather it's a new din, as we explained, al derech ladin of Beis Shar, since it's the normal thing for two neighbors to have a wall between their chatzerois, if we look at this as a common need, the wall will benefit both of them, and therefore either one can force the other one to build the wall. Now there is, however, a dichui on this raya. A number of Rashi Yeshivais bring this svara. In the Sefer Chiddush Reb Leib in Siman Sadik Dalet, he says this, and others as well, and that is, maybe really we could say the Chi of Kaisel in the Mishnah is Midin Nizke Shechinim. Reuven can be Tevei Shimon to build a wall, because Shimon is being Mazik Reuven with his Hezek Riyah. And now Shabbos Zalman asked, for the Rishonim and Davzayin Amid Beis, who are Mavur that B'achim Shecholku, and Shabbos Zalman understands the same will be by Shechinim Shecholku, over there neither one could come to the other one with a Taina of Nizke Shechinim, because when they made the chalukah, it was al-das, that each one could continue doing their shtamshus the way it was done up until this point. He doesn't have to refrain from any shtamshus, even though it's mazik his neighbor. If so, how could Reuven come and be tevei Shimon to build a wall based on that which the shtamshus of Shimon is bothering Reuven? The pshat is that even though this is al-derech ladinu of niske shchenim, which we find in the second parak, there is, however, a fundamental difference, and that is, over there, Shimon is doing a specific ishtamshus in his chaser, which is bothering Reuven. He's making noise or he's making smoke. Then Reuven has a right to come be tevei Shimon to stop doing that specific ishtamshus. This is the din of Archokas Nazikim. Our case, however, is different, because in our case, it's not one specific ishtamshus that Shimon is doing which bothers Reuven. The essence, in fact, that Shimon is using the chaser bechlal, that's already bothering Reuven because there's Hezek Riyah. Therefore, in this case, the Chacham did not say that the din of Archokas Nazikim will be mechayev that Shimon should not use his chotzer bechlal. Here it's not a question of asking Shimon to stop doing an ishtamshus, rather here there's a different takana derabanan, a din that they have to build a wall. L'mashal, we find in the Me'iri says that if one of the neighbors is an ani and he cannot afford to build a wall, we don't say that now he's mechayev to be marchik himself and leave his chotzer. Here there's no sad to say that he's mechayev to be moneya from the ishtamshus, rather here the whole chiv is to build a wall. If he doesn't have money to build a wall, he still does not have to leave the chatzir. So even though the yisoid of the chiyev is harchakas nazikim, Shimon is doing something which is bothering Reuven, however the tzvi that Reuven has against Shimon is not that you should stop doing that ishtamshus, rather it's a tzvi that he has a schus, and Reuven has a right to be tevei Shimon, to be mishtatef in building the wall. Therefore we can understand this is different than the case in the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Klawish Rishonim over there said, the Raivin and the Ramban, that Acham Shecholku, and the same would apply by Shufim Shecholku, L'Cholku Amanas L'Salik Misham Klum, that means to say that when they made the division, each one has a right to continue doing their Shtamshus, which was being done up until this point, and for that reason, neither one could come afterwards and be Taiveya, that the Shtamshus you're doing in your Chelik is bothering me. All Dinim of Rechokas HaZikon would not apply by Acham Shecholku or Shufim Shecholku. Here, however, it would be different. Here, the tefillah that Reuven has against Shimon is not to stop doing any yishtamshus, and he would not be able to make such a tefillah because the chalukah was done al das, that Shimon continues to use the chatzar the way it was used up until this point. However, here it's different. Here, where the hezek that Shimon is doing to Reuven is hezek ri'iyah, the parasha of Achokas Nazikin does not tell Shimon to stop doing any yishtamshus. Rather, it gives Reuven a schus to be teveya of Shimon to help build a wall with him. Over here, even though it was Achim Shecholku or Shutfim Shecholku, Reuven will still be able to have a tefillah on Shimon that he should help build the wall, because being Mechayev Shimon to help him build the wall, that's not a stira to the Chilku al das l'salik misham klum. I'll just mention that based on this, we can understand the Taisvis on Daf Beis Amud Beis and Dibur Maschol Bainin Esa Koysel Be'emta. Tais is referring to that which the Gemara says over there. The Gemara asks, according to the first Lashon, the din of the Bekaisel in the Mishnah is because it was Rasu, they agreed to build the wall, otherwise we would say Hezek via Loishmei Hezek. And the Gemara Beis Amabeis asks, from now which the Mishnah says, Baidin Esa Kaisel Be'emta, the Gemara says, Pshita, what's the Chiddush that the wall has to be built in the middle? In other words, that each one has to give half of their Rishus, L'chad, that din is Pashat. The Gemara answers, L'itzricha de Kadam Chad V'ratzi L'chavre, Ma'od Atema Matzi Omer L'kiyas R'tzoyloch Ba'avira, B'tashmish L'lois R'tzoyloch. In a case where one of them convinced the other one to build the wall, there could have been a havamina that the one who got convinced can later say that I only agreed to pay for half of the avanim, I never agreed to give up for my chaser for half the width of the wall. There's a machlokes in Rishonim how exactly to understand this Gemara. Bakopanam Tosis and Dibur Maschol Bainin Esa Kaisel, he asks, why is it that the Gemara asks this kasha of Pshita? That it's partial that the wall has to be Be'emsa, the Gemara only asks on the first Lashon and not on the second Lashon. And Tais explains because according to the second Lashon, that the Chi of Kaisel and Mishnah is Mishum Hezek Riyah, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the other Gemara understood that there surely could be a tzad that Hezek Riyah is only Mechayiv each other to pay for the Avanim and not for the Mokim. What is the Hezber in this? Why should Hezek Riyah be Mechayiv only for the Avanim and not for the Mokim? We could explain this based on the way we're explaining now, that the tefillah that each one has on each other not to be Mazik Mi Behezek Riyah is not Mechayiv them to stop doing their Tashmishim. It's not like other types of Archokas Nezikim, where the Tfiyah is that this specific Ishtamshus is bothering me. Here, each one does not have a right to stop the other one from using the Chatzar. There's no Tfiyah against his Ishtamshus. Therefore, there will be a tzad to say that even though one can be Tevea from his friend to pay for half of the Avonim, because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, he cannot be Tevea his friend to give up from his Chatzar for half the width of the wall, because that's already taken away from the Ishtamshus of his friend. This is what Tosis means, that the Gemara does not ask Pshita on the din of Emta according to the second Lashon, because surely we can understand that according to the second Lashon, there would have been a tzad to say that the Chiv of Hezek Riyah cannot be Mechayev one to give up for the Mokum of the Kaisel, because that takes away his Ishtamshus. Now what Lamaisa is the Pshat? Why is it in the Hezek Riyah is Mechayev to give both for the Avanim and for the Mokum? The Pshat is because Be'etzim it's not a Tfiyah, Reuven is not being Tevea Shimon that your Ishtamshus is bothering me. Be'etzim, the whole tefillah is that Shimon has to build the wall together with Reuven. Da'osh, the wall takes up Mokim, and Shimon has to give up for the Mokim as well. That's only incidental. It's not Be'etzim a tefillah against Shimon's Ishtamshus, it's a tefillah to build the wall. And Derech Agav, that requires a Mokim to put the wall. That's what the Mishnah means to tell us that it's Be'emsa, that Shimon does have to give up space for the wall. As we're explaining, because this is Be'etzim not a tefillah on Shimon, to stop doing your Ishtamshus because it's bothering me, either it's only a tefillah to build a wall, and walls require mokim as well. So to summarize, we have two ikur studim, how to understand the chiyuv kaisel in the Mishnah. As we said, we pass like the second lashon of the Gemara, the hezek riyah shmei hezek. They could force each other to build a wall, even if there was no rotsu on the actual wall, there was only rotsu on the chalukah. One side is that it's midin harchagas nezikin, each one is considered to be mazik the other one, therefore each one has a chiyuv to build a wall to stop him from being mazik his friend. The other side is that it's not midin harchagas nezikin, that it's al derech the din of beis shar, it's a common need, they both need a wall to protect themselves. One could force the other one to be mishtatev with him to take care of this common need. Now within the first side, that it's midin harchagas nezikin, we are moisif that even if it is, it's still different than other types of harchagas nezikin, where the tefillah is to stop doing this ishtamshus which is bothering me. Here, as we explained, it's not a tefillah to be meneir the ishtamshus, rather the tefillah is to be mechayiv him to build a wall. Now, continue on to a few other points which the Rishonim discuss in our sugya. As we'll see, there will be rise to this shaila whether the yusayid of the chiyuv in the Mishnah to build a wall is midin harchokas nezikin or midin beis shar. Firstly, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Nemukhi Yosef, and how the Mishnah says that they have to build the wall kaminig ha-medina, depending on the material which is bederach klal used in that medina. And the question is, Bishlam according to the first lashon of the Gemara, that the chiyuv kosel is because it was rotsu, they agreed to build the wall, since they did not specify what type of wall they're going to build, and now one wants to build a stronger wall, the other one wants to build a weaker wall, we can understand that it's totally in the minig ha-medina. However, according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the chiyuv kosel is not because they agreed to build the wall, rather because hezek riya shmei hezek, so the Rishonim are bothered, why is it that we go baser minig ha-medina if the minig is to build a wall of gvil, which is a very strong wall? Why can't one of them say, since my whole chiyuv is to be misalik the hezek riya, and that can be accomplished with a wall of gazis or kvisim or levenim, how can we be mechayiv him to build kaminig ha-medina, the stronger wall? As we'll see, there's machlekes Rishonim had to answer this question. A number of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Nemukhi Yosef, they explain that the one who wants to build the better wall, he can force the other one who wants to build the weaker wall, if the minig ha-medina is to build the stronger wall. The pshat is because he has a taina that a weaker wall will eventually collapse, and then I'm going to have to schlep you to Bezdin, and in the meantime there'll be hezek riya. Each time the wall falls, until Bezdin forces the other person to build the wall again, there'll be a time period where there isn't a wall at all, and during that time period there'll be hezek riya. In other words, the Rishonim are explaining that hezek riya is mechayiv him to build a better wall, if that's the meaning of Medina, even though Be'etzem, the hezek riya could be nostalgic with the weaker wall, but since a stronger wall will last longer, and there will be less time periods where there will be no wall at all, therefore the chiv of hezek riya is mechayiv him to build the stronger wall, if that is indeed the meaning of Medina. According to this, the Rishonim say that even if one of them will say, I'm willing to build the wall entirely in my property, and I'm willing to pay for it entirely, as long as I am able to build the type of wall that I want to build, he wants to build a weak wall, and he's willing to pay for it by himself, still the din is the Rishonim explain, the other one can force him to be mitzaref to pay together for a stronger wall. The pshat is because even though he's paying for it on his own, still the din is, that's not considered being misalik hezek riya fully, because as we explained, there'll be a time period when there isn't a wall at all, until Bezdin forces him to build the wall once again. This is the shita of most Rishonim. The Rosh, however, brings a different shita. The Rosh in Simon Hay, he asks his kasha as well, if the chiyuv kosel in the Mishnah is mishum hezek riya, how could one of them force the other one to build a better wall, a wall which is like the minig ha-medina, if a weaker wall also takes care of the hezek riya? And the Rosh gives a different teretz, b'shem the yesh mefarshim. The yesh mefarshim say that einech enami, if one of them says, I want to build a weaker wall, and I'm willing to pay for it by myself and do it in my property, then his other one cannot force him to build a stronger wall, even if the minig ha-medina is to build a stronger wall. Now, the Mishnah says that Reuven could force Shimon to build a better wall, committing Hamadina. That's only in the case where Reuven is also paying for the wall. There he has a taina that I'm only willing to pay for the wall, I'm only willing to give up some of my karka, if it's a wall which is going to last for a long time. And that's decided based on the Minig Hamadina. If the Minig Hamadina is to build a wall of Gvil, Reuven can say that anything less than that I consider to be wasting my money. Therefore, Reuven could force Shimon to build a wall of Gvil. Since that's the whole taina of Reuven, that I'm not willing to spend my money on a weak wall, therefore if Shimon says, I'll pay for the wall entirely by myself, and I'll do it entirely in my rishus, Reuven will not be able to force Shimon to build a wall, kaminig ha-medina. The Rosh then continues, and he brings a different shita, al derech l'rishonim, which we mention, even if one of them would want to build a weaker wall in his rishus, and pay for it by himself, still the other one could be ma'akev him. The Rosh l'maisa paskins, like the first shita, like the shita of the yesh mefarshim, and he brings two rayas. The first raya he said is, we only find the din of kaminig ha-medina in our Mishnah, where two shutfim are dividing a chotzer. However, other cases where also there's a din that one has to build a wall, like for example, the Gemara of Vav Amud Beis, Gemara talks about a case of gag ha-somach le-chotzer. If one person has a roof which is adjacent to someone else's chotzer, so the Gemara considers that there's only hezek riya in one direction, the bal ha-gag who could see into the chotzer, that's considered hezek riya. But the other way around, there is no hezek riya involved if the person stands in his chotzer and looks across to the person who's standing on his gag. In this case, the Gemara says the din is, the Baal HaGag has to build the wall by himself. Since the Baal HaGag is being mazik, the Baal HaChotzer with Hezek Riyo, and the Baal HaChotzer is not being mazik, the Baal HaGag, here the entire chiv to build a wall is incumbent upon the Baal HaGag. And here the Rosh is medayik. The Gemara does not say that he has to build a kaminik hamadino. The mashmais of the Gemara is he could build a wall however he likes. And the pshat is, as the Rosh is explaining, like the Yesh Mefarshim, that only if they're building the wall together, there each one can force the other one to build a better wall, a wall kaminik hamadino, because he can say, I'm not willing to spend my money for a wall which is not going to last. And for that reason, in a case where one of them is building the wall by himself, then he could decide to build the wall however he likes, as long as it works to be misal like the Hezek Riyo. That's the first raya of the Rosh. Another raya the Rosh brings is in the case of Mechita Sakem Shenifritza, which the Gemara brings over here on Daf Beis later on. The Baal Kerem is a mechuyev to build a wall so that his anovim do not aser the tfua with the iser of klayim. Here again, the Gemara does not say what type of wall the Baal Kerem has to build. And the Rosh has the pshat because since he's building the wall by himself, he can build any wall which he likes. Only in the case where they're both building a wall together, there each one can say to the other one, I'm only willing to spend money if the wall is a strong wall, kaminei hamedina. And the Rosh paskens like this second sheet of the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim, and explains, Le'nosnu chachamim gvul v'kitzva, l'mish yeshay l'salik hazekoy mechaveroy, sheyase dover kayim l'doyrei doyreis. When a person is mechuyev to misalik his hezek, the din of niske shchinim, the chacham will not mechayev him to do something which will last forever. Like in this case, they will not mechayev him to build a wall which will be misalik hezek riyah forever. Elamaspik mashem misalik hezekah mimenu lefisha'o. It's enough that he's being misalik the hezek for now. V'im achaz man yazikenu, if after a while the hezek comes back, like in this case, if the wall falls, yesh shayftim ba'aretz. There are judges, in other words, there's always an option of going to Bezin to forcing him to build the wall again. Therefore, there is no chiyuv for him to build the wall to be misalik the hezek riyah for long term. As the Rosh explained, only in the case where they're building the wall together, there is a taina that I want to build a stronger wall, kaminig hamadina, so that my money does not go to waste. So this is an important machlekes rishonim about the din of kaminig hamadina in the Mishnah. Does this then apply even in the case where one of the shutvim wants to build the wall on his own in his own rishus? Does the other shutvim still have a taina that he has to build kaminig hamadina? However, we can also take out from this Rosh a raya to the Shiloh, what is the yisayit of the Chiyuv Kaisel in the Mishnah? We had two tzadim, is the pshat that the Chiyuv Kaisel is midin niske shchenim, each one contained on the other one, you're being mazik me with your hezek riyah. Or the second tzad, the tzad of Mr. Zalman, the din of the Mishnah is not a din niske shchenim, rather it's a din of tzorchei hachotzer, similar to the din of Beis Shar. From now, the Rosh compares our case to the case of Mechitas Hakem Shenifritza, or the case of Gag HaSomach Lechotzer. In both of those cases, clearly the question is a question of hezek. One of them is being mazik the other one, and that's what's mechayev him to build the wall. So maybe in Echanami over there, there is no din that he has to build a wall which is strong, which will last for a long term. As long as he's misalik the hezek for now, maybe that's enough. Masha'inkein in our Mishnah, if you learn the pshat in the Mishnah, al-derech Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, that it's the din of Beis Shar, it's a joint need of the chotzer, it's not because one is being mazik the other one, and maybe there in Echanami the din is that they're mechayev to build kaminei hamadina. We don't find anywhere in Mefurish as far as the din of Beis Shar, whether there's a din of building kaminig hamadino. But al kaponim, that's an unrelated question. When there's a tzarech of the chaser which people have to do together, do we go baser minig hamadino? Or can one say, I want to take care of this tzarech in the minimal way? But al kaponim, it wouldn't be a comparison to the question of niske shchinim. Over here, there's a question that one is being mazik the other one. Here, maybe he has a right to say that I can be misalik the hezek however I want. And from that which the Rosh brought rayas, that by the din of niske shchinim, the din is, and in the case where one person is paying for it, we find that he can do it in a minimal way. He does not have to do a kaminig hamadina. As the Rosh said, the Chacham were not mechayev him to do something which will last l'dayrei dayreis. And from there, the Rosh proved that in our Mishnah as well, if one is willing to build the wall on his own, in his own rishus, the din is he can build it however he wants. From the fact that the Rosh compared the two, that lechar is a clear right that the Rosh holds that the Yisayit Achiv in our Mishnah is a din of niske shchinim. Now mention another important Rosh on the sugya. And as we'll see from this Rosh, will also be right to this Yisoid, that the Chiyuv Kaisel in our Mishnah is because of the Hezek that he's being Mazikim, the Din of Niske Shchinim. The Rosh is in Simin Beis, and he talks over there about a case where two Shutfim divided a Chatzar, and at the time they did not build a wall between them. And a number of years later, one of them approaches the other one and he wants to build a wall. And the second one is not Mazikim to build a wall, and he says that you already Meichel me the Hezek Riyah that I was being Mazik you. And since a number of years passed already, it's considered a chazaka, and the din therefore is that you no longer have a schus to force me to build a wall. The Rosh brings by the case of Chaloin, which is Pasuach Lechotzer, one person's windows open to the other person's Chotzer. As we mentioned previously, there's a problem of Hezekri over there in that case. And B'derach Kal, the Baal HaChotzer will be able to force the Baal HaChaloin to close his window, except as we said in the case of Acham Shecholku or Shutfam Shecholku. B'akopam, usually there is Hezekri from a Chaloin to a Chotzer. And over there the din is that if the Baal HaChotzer was not Moiche, he didn't say anything about it for 3 years, there's a concept of Chazakah, and he no longer could come afterwards and force the Baal HaChaloin to close his window. And the Rosh discusses whether we'll say the same thing over here in this case. And the Rosh's Mechalik, he says, even though in that case there is Cheskas Gimel Shanim for Hezekriah, however in our case it's different, as the Rosh explains, because here both of them are mazik each other. One could tell the other, why should I have made a macha? Just like you are being mazik me, I was also being mazik you. I didn't want to be tevea you a wall from you, because then I knew I would also have to pay it. I waited to see if you would be tevea me to build the wall. Therefore the Rosh says, in this case, there is no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Furthermore, the Rosh adds, a Hezekriya would be similar to that which the Gemara says in the second parak on Daf Chav Gimel, Kutcher Obeisa Kisei Les Lu Chazaka. Since it's such a strong Hezek, which is constant, we don't assume that one person would have allowed the other person to keep his Kutcher Obeisa Kisei. Therefore, even if he was quiet for 3 years, there is no Chazaka. We don't say that he gave him Rishus. Here as well, by Hezekriya, where there's a constant Hezek, every time a person goes into this Chatzar, he sees the other person being Mishtamish in his Chatzar. Here as well, the Rosh says there is no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Now this Rosh again would be right to the previous Yisoid, that the Chi of Kaisel on the Mishnah is Midin Harchokas Nazikim. If we understand Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm being Mazik you, that's not what's Mechayev me to build a wall. Rather, what's Mechayev me to build a wall is because it's considered a Tzorech HaMeshutif, a joint need, both of them need this wall, and therefore one of them can force the other one to be Meshtatif with him. This is similar to a Chayiv Momin. Each one has a schus to be tevea the other one to help him build a wall. By chayiv mamon, we don't say that if a person is not tevea his chayiv after 3 years, that's a raya that he was meichel the chayiv. A person can delay in being tevea a schus that he has. For example, by the case of the Beis Shar, they have a schus mamon on each other that they should all build the wall together. And if they delayed a number of years, they didn't build the wall, no one can claim that this is a raya that someone was meichel me. The fact that you weren't tevea a schus mamon, that's not a raya that there was a mechila. Only by the case of a Hezek, where the Tvi is that you're being Mazik me, and the Nizik had the ability to make the Mazik stop being Mazik him, over there after 3 years, if he didn't say anything, that would be a Raya that he was Meichel him. This Rosh L'Chair is once again a Raya, that the Yisayid Achiv of the Kaisel on the Mishnah is Midin Harchokas Nezikim. Therefore the Rosh has a Nidoin, that just like by other types of Harchokas Nezikim, there's a Din of a Chazaka, if after 3 years, the Nizik was not to wear the Mazik to stop being Mazik him, that would be a raya to a mechila. Lamaisa, as we said, the Rosh comes out anyhow. In this case, the chazaka would not be a raya to mechila for one of two reasons, either because in this case they are both being mazik each other, or because it's such a strong, constant hezek, like kutro beisakisei, then there's an umdun that there was no mechila, and a chazaka would not help. Now I'll mention one more point that the Rosh says over there in the end of Simon Beis, and as we'll see, this is also a raya to the Yisoid, that the chiyuv of chayso on the Mishnah is midin harchagas nazikim. After the Rosh says that a chazaka would not help to prove a mechila, he continues and he says that if there are edim who saw that the shutfim were meichel each other, so here there's no question, you don't have to rely on that which one shutif was quiet, they were meichel in front of edim. The Rosh continues and he says, there the din will be, that even though Hezekri is shmei Hezek, but once they were meichel in front of edim, then they can no longer be chayzer. And the Rosh adds, even though one can ask, why should this be different than the case of Krak Susi Shaberes Kadi, that which the Gemara discusses in Baba Kama Daf Sadik Beis, if one gives permission to his friend to tear his clothing or to break his keli, in that case the din is that the mazik is potter. However, it's poshut over there that he can always change his mind and say, I do not want you to tear my clothing or to break my kli. If he's chayzer before the mazik does the damage, then the din will be that the mazik is chayiv. If so, the Rosh asks, l'chayr, we should say the same thing over here. Even though they were meichel each other in front of Edim, they allowed each other not to build a wall, they were meichel on the Hezek Re'iyah, here also we should say that they should have the ability to be chayzer, just like in the case of Krak Susi Shaberes Kadi, if later on they say, I no longer allow you to be mazik me behezek Re'iyah, the chayr now the din should be that they should have to build the wall. On that the Rosh answers that this is different than the case of Krak Susi. He says, Shani hocha de tzfias momoin yesh beineyem, shenizchayev kolecha lechaveri lesayeyoy bevinyan hakoysel, Shezacha b'mechilasi b'loy kinyin. He says here, this case is different. The tefillah that one has on the other one is a schus mamon to force him to build a wall, and as soon as he's meichel that schus, it's just as if someone was owed money and he's meichel it, he can no longer go back on the mechila. Here as well, he cannot go back on the mechila. Now from this rush, that which the rush asks Akasha, and he wants to compare our case to Krak Susi, this lechair is a clear raya again that the rush holds the side of the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah is midin niske shcheinim. Each one has a tfiyah on the other one that you're being mazik me, and therefore the rush has it sad to say that even if he was meichel that tfiyah, he could always go back, just like by the case of Krak Susi, even if he originally allowed the other person to be mazik him, he can always change his mind and say that I no longer allow you to be mazik me. If the yisayi of the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah is not midin niske shcheinim, rather as Rabbi Zalman wanted to suggest that it's a din of beis shar, then clearly there would be no comparison to the case of Krak Susi. The din of beis shar is that each one has a schus mamin to be tevei each other to build the wall together. There clearly, if they're meichel each other, the mechila should help and they can no longer go back on the mechila. Would not be a comparison at all to the case of Krak Susi, where you allow someone to be mazikim. There could be chayzer and say, I no longer allow you to be mazik me. That was the Rosh's comparison. The Rosh held the chi of kaisel and Mishnah also is the din of niske shcheinim, a tefillah that they have on each other not to be mazik me. And therefore the Rosh had it sad to say that even if he's meichel, he can go back later and say, I no longer allow you to be mazik me. And with that, they will be able to be mechayev each other to build the wall together. And even the Rosh in his teretz, clearly he's not being chayzer from the whole yesod of the chi of kaisel and the Mishnah. He's still going that the tvi in the Mishnah is midin a tvi that you're being mazik me. Just the Rosh is mechadish that since the way this tvi is played out is that they could force each other to build a wall together, so this tvi translates into a chiv mamin, and a chiv mamin, once a person is meichel, he can no longer go back on mechila. This definitely is understood better according to the way we explained that even on the side that the chiv in the Mishnah is midin niske shcheinim is different than other types of niske shcheinim. The tvi is not that you should stop doing the ishtamshus, as we explained, because here it's not a specific ishtamshus which is bothering his neighbor, that at any time he uses his chatzar he can look and see over into the neighbor's side. Here the tefiyah is not to refrain from doing something, rather to build a wall together. Therefore the Rosh says that our case will be different than the case of Krak Susi. By Krak Susi, even though he's meichel, he could go back on the mechila. Mashenkin in the Mishnah, the tefiyah that one has on his neighbor not to be mazikim translates into a tefiyah to build a wall, and once he's meichel, that's tzchus to be tevei his friend for a wall, he can no longer go back on the mechila. So just to summarize, we had a raya from three different places in the Rosh, that the Rosh holds like this tzad, that the chiv in the Mishnah to build a wall is midin harchokas nezikim. First we brought the raya from the Rosh in Simen Hei. The Rosh says that even though the Mishnah says we have to build the wall according to the minhag hamedina, if one of them wants to be koinis b'toich shaloi and build the wall by himself, then is that's good enough. And the Rosh explained that the tefiyah to be mesalik a hezik is not mechayev the mazik to be mesalik the hezik l'doyri doyris, and he compares it to other cases of archakas nezikim. This lechar is a clear right that the Rosh holds the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah is not midin beis shar, rather it's midin archakas nezikim. The second right that we brought from the Rosh in Simen Beis, the Rosh discusses whether there'll be a din of chazaka if they weren't aware from each other to build a wall. That should be a right that there was a mechila. This whole concept of chazaka being a right to mechila is something which we find by archakas nezikim. If there's a chayv that they have to each other al derech the din of beis shar, we don't find this concept that if one is not taveh his chayv, that's a right that there was a mechila. And finally, the third right from the Rosh in the end of Simen Beis, the Rosh has it sad to say that maybe even if they were meichel in front of edim, the schus to be taveh a wall, he should be able to go back on the mechila, like by the case of Krak Susi. There also, that's a right that the Rosh holds that the chi of the tefiyah and the Mishnah is midin achokas nezikim. If it would be midin beis shar, then it would be poshut, that since the whole chiv is a chiv moment to build the wall together, once he's meichel that chiv, it would not be shaykh to go back on the mechila. Now I'll continue on. First we'll just mention that as far as Taisus Dibur Maschel Lefikach, this is a major Taisus with many Yesedis. However, we'll talk about this Taisus later on in Daf Dalid. That's where other Rishayim address the issue of Taisus. Now, as far as the first Lashon of the Gemara over here, the Hezek Ria Loishme Hezek, the only reason why they're Mechuyiv to build the wall is because there was a Ritzoy, they decided together to build the wall. There's an important Nidin over here, and as we'll see, this is discussed both in Rishayim and Achrayim, how exactly to understand that there is Chayivas. They were Neschayiv to each other to build a wall, and the Mishnah says, once they're Mechayiv to do so, they have to build a Kaminag HaMedino, Gvil Gozis, Kvisim, Levenim, and the Pashtas Lachari would be The reason why they have to build a wall coming to Medina is because since they did not specify what type of wall they're going to build, all they said is that we're going to build a kaisel, so then already a stam kaisel is dependent on what the minig is in that place. If the minig in that place is to build walls made out of gvil, so an agreement to build a stam kaisel is as if they agreed mefurish to build a wall made out of gvil. Reb Kvegra, however, has an interesting tzad, a different possible way to explain the din of the Mishnah, according to this lashon of the Gemara that Hezek Ria lo yishmei Hezek. He's coming to answer Akasha, which he quotes b'shem his brother. Akasha, according to the Shita of the Rosh, which we mentioned previously in the Shir, the Rosh says that even though the Mishnah tells us that you have to build a wall coming to Medina, the Rosh over there is going according to the man Omer, Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, the Rosh says that if one would want to build the wall b'teich shaloi, he can be kindest b'teich shaloi and build the wall however he wants. Now, which the Mishnah says that they have to build the wall coming to Medina, that's in the case that Reuven does not want to build the wall by himself in his own rishus. He wants Shimon to pay for it as well. There Shimon can say back to Reuven that if you want me to be mishtatef in this wall, I'm only willing to build it kaminig hamadino. Less than that, I consider it to be a waste of money because the wall is not going to stand. And the kasha that Kreger brings with Shimon's brother is, how could the Gemara over here say in the first Lashon, if we're going to translate the words of the Mishnah, Hashutfim shirotu lasis mechitza v'chotzer, that it means the two shifim decided together, they were nistratza to build a wall together, then it would be a right that Hezek Ria lo yishmei Hezek, because if Hezek Ria shmei Hezek, why do you need their rotzin to build the wall? Either way, one can force the other one because of the Hezek Ria. And the kasha is, let's say that maybe really Hezek Ria is shmei Hezek. However, if there would not have been a rotzu, then the din would have been that one can be kainis b'teich shaloi and build the wall however he wants, and that the Mishnah would be telling us that once it's rotzu, once they agree to build the wall together, now really neither one has an option of being kainis b'teich shaloi. Rather, they have to build the wall together, kaminig hamedina. And as a result of this kasha, Bekveger wants to suggest that even when there is a rotzu to build a wall, two shutfim make a kinyan to build a wall, but esem the kinyan they're mechayiv themselves is to be misalik the Hezek Ria. Bekveger says, even if you hold Hezek Ria loishmei Hezek, the pshat lemais in the mission, according to the first Lashon, they agreed to build a wall and they have to build a kaminig hamedina, Bekveger wants to be mechayiv that even in that Lashon, the same way the Rosh says in the second Lashon, the Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, one can be kainis b'teich shaloi and build the wall however he wants, even behutza v'dafna. So too, according to the first Lashon, even though they agreed to build the wall and they have to build a kaminig hamedina, the esem their agreement was to be misalak the Hezek Ria. Therefore, if one wants to be kainis b'teich shaloi, he could build the wall however he wants. And as the Rosh says, that which the Mishnah says you have to build the wall kaminig hamedina, that's only if Reuven does not want to build the wall by himself. He wants to force Shimon to build the wall together with him. There Shimon can say, I'm only willing to pay for the wall if it is built kaminig hamedina. In other words, according to this mahalach of Rabbi Kveger, the pshat in the Mishnah that they have to build kaminig hamedina when there's a rotzu is not the pshat that we said originally, that included in their rotzin for a kaisel is the kaisel which is usually built in this place, kaminig hamedina. Rather, it's not ba'etzem nichla in their words that they meant to build a wall kaminig hamedina. What they were masking to is to be misalik the Hezek Ria. According to Lashon Hezek Ria Leishmei Hezek, but derech klal, this is not something which people would be makbid on, it would not be considered a hezek, but if they agreed to build the wall, then be'esem what they're agreeing upon is to be misalik their hezek ria, to be makbid on each other, and therefore if l'maisa one will be kainis b'teich shalai, that does take care of the hezek ria, and his neighbor will not be able to force him to build the wall together, kaminag hamadina. This is how Reb Kreger wants to answer the kasha of his brother. You cannot say that even without the rotzu they would have had to build the wall, and the whole nafkamina of the rotzu is that now neither one can be kainis b'teich shaloi and build on his own, because even after the rotzu, even when they are maskim to build a wall, be'etzin the whole haskam is to be misalik the Hezek Ria, and therefore still one would have the option of being kainis b'teich shaloi, because this does work to take care of the Hezek Ria. This is how Reb Kreger wants to be mechadish. L'maisa b'hemshach, he's hesitant to say such a chiddush. He says the pashas l'chayr will be like the other tzad, that when two people are nisratza to build a wall together, even if they don't specify what type of wall they're going to build, the pashas is that they mean to build a wall kaminig hamedina, and therefore one will not have an option of being kainis b'teich shaloi to build a wall of hutzav edafna, because we consider that he already was mechayiv himself to his friend to build a wall kaminig hamedina. Now we do find, however, already in Rishonim a similar concept that according to the man Omer Hezek Ria lo yishmei Hezek, when it's nisratzu to build a wall, the agreement really is to take care of the Hezek Ria. Towards the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara asks Akasha, that according to the first Lashon, that Hashutfim Shirotzu Lasis Mechitza B'chotzer means that they want to build a wall in the Chotzer, And the Gemara asks the Kasha, why does it have to say that they built the wall if we're already talking about the wall? The Mishnah should have used the Lashon of Bainin Oysoi. And that the Gemara answers, Itana Oysoi, Hava Amina Bimisipas Ba'alma, Kamash Maloin Koysel. Now the Rishonim of here are bothered by Akasha. The Pasha says that the Gemara is telling us that if the Mishnah would not have used the word Koysel, you would have said, even though they agreed to make a Mechitza, Mesipas can also be considered a Mechitza. And the Kasha is that to build a Mesipas, you don't need their agreement. We see Behemshech the Gemara, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from the Mishnah later on, Ein Chokin Esa Chotzer, Hatcha Heba Dalal Amois Lezeh, Vedalal Amois Lezeh. We want it to be Medei, Kayishba Kadei Lezeh, Vekadei Lezeh, Chokin, My Lav Bekoysel. That the Gemara answer, Loi Bimesipas Ba'alma. You don't have a Raya, the Hezek Riyash Mei Hezek, a Chotzer which is large enough to divide. Not necessarily do we require them to divide it with a Koysel. However, we do require them to divide it at least with a Mesipas. Rashi over here towards the top of the Amud, Dibur Maskel Plukta, there also Rashi is Mavur, that minimally we require them to make a Mesipas. And if so, the Kasha is, why would you need a Rotsu for that? How could we have a half minute to say that when the Mishnah says that Hashutvim Shirotu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer, now that they agreed to make a Mechitza, they're required to build one together, we still would have had a half minute that that's only a Mesipas. Lechar Mesipas, one could be Mechayev the other one to build even without any Rotsu. So Rashi already is bothered by this Kasha. And Dibur Maskel Havamina b'Mesipas Ba'alma, and Rashi explains that according to this Havamina, we'll have to explain that we're talking about a Chotzer She'im Bo Kedei Chaluka, and therefore you needed their Rotsu in order to make the Chaluka itself. Without the Rotsu, one would not have been able to force the other one to do the Chaluka Bechlal. Taisa over here in Dibur Maskel Havamina b'Mesipas Ba'alma, he's bothered. How could Rashi say that the Rotsu is referring to the Chaluka, not to the wall? This first Lashon of the Gemara does not want to learn like that. The Gemara does not want to learn that Hashut from Shiratu Lasix Mechitza Bechotzer means they wanted to make a plukta, rather mechitza is translated as a guda, not as a plukta. And the Chayim say that you have to say Bidas Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean to say that in this first Lashon there'll be maskim had the Mishnah not used the word kaisel. They would have been maskim al derech the second Lashon that mechitza means plukta, rather surely according to this first Lashon of the Gemara, mechitza means guda, as Rashi himself over here in Dibur Maskel Hava Aminu B'Mesipas Ba'alma. Rashi in the beginning of the Dibur Maskel is mavur like this. That there's no tzad in the first Lashon to translate the word mechitza as anything other than aguda. However, we would have had a half minute to say that it was talking about a chotzer she'im bo kedei chaluka, and they agreed to make aguda. In other words, they made up, let's build a wall between the two chatzeris, which is another way of saying, let's divide the chotzer with a wall. Meaning, even though according to this first lashon, the word mechitza has to be translated as a partition and not a division, but still the Gemara is explaining that had the Mishnah not said the word kaisel, you would have thought that all they have to build is a Mesipas. When they mechayev themselves to build a Mechitza, a Mesipas is also considered a Mechitza. And why do we need the Ratzu? We need the Ratzu because the case is talking about that it was a Chotzer She'im Bo Kedei Chaluka. So when they agreed to build a Mechitza, they're really agreeing to divide it with a Mechitza. In that case, it would be enough to build a Mesipas. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us, no, that a Mesipas is not enough, rather they have to build a Kaisel. And once we see that in the Mishnah, therefore we no longer have to explain that it's talking about a case of Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka, and you needed their Rotsu in order to make the Chaluka, rather we could go back to assuming that it's talking about Yesh Bo Kedei Chaluka, and you do not need the Rotsu in order to make the division. The Rotsu is to build the Kaisel, because without the Rotsu, we would have told them that they could divide with a simple Mesipas. Now there's a Rotsu to build a Mechitza. Mechitza means a Kaisel, and the Mechitza to build a Kaisel together. This is the Pshat of Rashi in the Sugya. Tais himself, as we said, does not like the Pshat of Rashi, and Tais offers a different Pshat. And the Gemara says, "Have a mina b'mesipas ba'alma." Tosis explains that surely we're talking about, according to this first lashon, a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, and you do not need the rotsu in order to make the chaluka. If so, the kasha comes back. What is the rotsu over here? L'chari, even without the rotsu, they're mechuyev to make a mesipas, as we see in the hemshach of the Gemara. So Tosis answers this kasha differently, and he explains that you would have had a half mina that rotsu lasis mechitza means they agreed to make a mesipas, and even without the rotsu, they would have also had to make a mesipas. The Mishnah is telling us now that there is a Rotsu, they're mechuyev to make a Mesipas k'minag ha-Medina. Meaning, if the minag of the Medina is to make a Mesipas to mark the border, not simply with the Mesipas made out of pegs stuck into the ground, rather a strong Mesipas with gvil, gozis, kfisim, or levenim, so now already that they agreed together to make this Mesipas, they could force each other to build k'minag ha-Medina. Why is this only called a Mesipas and not a Kaisel? Taisis explains, because it's not a solid wall. There are breaks in the wall where you could see through from one chatzer to the other chatzer. And for that reason, the Mishnah has to say a kaisel, Lafuk, I do not think that the Rosh is mechayev them to build Gvil Gozis, Kfisim, and Lvenim, Kaminig Hamadino, but simply as a Mesipus, with breaks in the wall, rather they have to build a solid wall, because we assume that's what they meant when they said Mechitza. Mechitza is Mashma, solid wall, and therefore Mesipus is not enough, even if it's a Mesipus, Kaminig Hamadino, made out of Gvil Gozis, Kfisim, or Lvenim. Similarly, Tosis has another pshat, that had the Mishnah not said Kaisel, you would have thought a Mesipus is enough. Again, it doesn't mean a simple Mesipus of pegs, rather Mesipus Kaminig Hamadino, but it would have been enough to make it only 10 Tfachim high. That's why it's called a Mesipus and not a Kaisel. A Kaisel has to be Dalon Amos. So Kamashmal, that's the reason why the Mishnah has to tell us a Kaisel, they have to build a wall, which is Dalon Amos high. Now, if we take a look in the Rabbeinu Yoina over here, he says, similar to this second Mahalach of Tosfos, and the Gemara says, Hav Amino be Mesipus Ba'alma, the Gemara Ba'esim is saying that you would have thought it's enough to build a Mechitza 10 Tfachim high. Again, it would be made out of Gvil Gozes, Kvistim, Levinim, Kaminig Hamadino, but it wouldn't be Daud Amos high. That's what the Mishnah has to tell us, so you have to build it Daud Amos. And Rabbeinu Yonah goes a little further to explain what is the Pshat, why do we say that Mechuyuv to build a wall which is Daud Amos? Maybe Eina Chanami, when they were Rotsu Lasis Mechitza, they just meant to make a low wall. The main point of the wall just is to divide, show the division between the two Chaseirais. How do we know that they actually meant to build a wall which is Daud Amos high? So the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah is, the time of the milsa, the arminan mistama li yishamer mehezegriya niskavnu kishakonu lasis mechitza. When they wrote to lasis mechitza, we understand that what they're actually doing is they're being mechayiv themselves to be misalik the hezegriya, and therefore the mechayiv to build a wall which is Daud Amos high, which is necessary to be misalik the hezegriya. So we see a similar concept to that which Rabbi Kveger said. Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining over here in the lashon of mehezegriya loish mehezeg, but if it's wrote to lasis mechitza, we're mechayev them to build the wall which is Daud Amos high. For this reason, we understand that Nichlal in Neratzu is to build a wall which will take care of the Hezek Re'iyah. And we find this concept once again later on down the Amid in Rabbeinu Yainah, where the Gemara tried to bring another ayah, the Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, from the case of Kaisel Chatzar Shanofal, Mechayevin Oise Livnois Ad Daud Amos, and the Gemara answered Nofal Shani. So there's a Machaikas over there, Yishain, and what exactly does it mean, Nofal Shani? Rashi over there explains, Rashi's mavur, the reason why they could be mechayev each other to build the wall is because they regnes chayev to each other once to build a wall. And we understand that is chayev is to mean not just that we're going to build a wall one time, rather subsequently, if the first wall falls, we'll build another wall as well. The truth is, the lashon of Rashi is mashma that even if the neighbors who are living there now are not the original ones who built the wall, if it was other people who built the wall, that's mechayev future owners also to build another wall if the first one falls. That definitely needs a hesber. And there's a question about the girsa of Rashi. Some bring the girsa of Rashi without that word rishonim. Simply shekfar nisratzuk bekoisel, which would be mashma that they themselves made an agreement to build the wall, and that would be mechayev them to build subsequent walls as well when the previous ones fall. Taisel has a different pshat. Taisel is in Dibur Maschal Nofal Shani. He says, Shehurgulu lasteis dvar hatznea bechotzer vleilondu lizar zemizeh. Taisis is mash, but the pshat is not that the original has chayvus to build a wall. It's not that that's mechayv them to build subsequent walls. Rather, once they already was in Estragalus, they already became accustomed to living this way, to living in their chotzer privately without anyone looking at them. Therefore, even if b'derechla we would say hezek ria lo shmei hezek, in this case, everyone would agree that hezek ria shmei hezek. Once a person is used to living in his chotzer privately, and it is considered a hezek if someone else is able to look at them. That's why each one could be mechayev the other one to build the wall. Now, Kapam, to get back to the Shita of Rashi, the Rishonim discussed already, what is the pshat? Why do we assume that if there's one hezchayvus to build a wall, that's mechayev them to build future walls as well? And second, the Rishonim are also bothered that if that is the pshat, that the hezchayvus originally is mechayev them for later walls as well, so what is the pshat in the Mishnah that they're only mechayev to build up to 4 amos? If the original wall was more than that, was 5 amos, and that wall falls, once we'll be mechayev them to build the second wall, mikoyach the original hashaivos, then the height of the second wall should have to be the same as the height of the first wall. And Rabbi Yonah over here, he answers both of these questions, and he explains that when they agreed to build the wall, we understand that ba'esim disagreement is to prevent hezek ria. Therefore, even after the first wall falls, the mechayev to build the second wall, mikoyach that original hashaivos, since originally they're mechayev themselves to make sure that there is no hezek ria between them, even after the first wall falls, that is chayvus still lasts. And therefore, one can force the other one to build a second wall. However, that second wall does not have to be the same height as the first wall. Because even though he decided the first time to build a wall which is higher than the four amos necessary to be Mesalik Hezekriya, that's the Mechayiv them to build all future walls as well at the same height. The only thing that is Mechayiv them is to make sure that there is no longer any Hezekriya between them. Therefore, the second wall does not have to be more than four amos. Akapanam, we see once again this Yisayid, that even according to the Man Omer, Hezekriya Loishmei Hezek, when there's an agreement to build a wall, that agreement includes an eschaivus to no longer be mazik each other with hezek ri'iyah. However, we should stress that Kveger's chiddush was a step further. These last two rais which we had, firstly that which we explained, there's a havmin in the Gemara that even if it is rotu lasis mechitza, but there would have been a tat to say that mechitza means a mesipas, according to Taisis, a mesipas made out of gvil gozes klisim levenim kaminig amadino, or mesipas of only 10 tfachim high. Therefore, the Gemara explains the Mishnah has to use the word kaisel to tell us that it has to dafka be a wall. We explained from Rabbeinu Yonah the pshat is because we understand that his chayvus is to be misalik the hezek riyah. And again, the second raya from the din of Nafal Shani, once they're mechayv themselves to build one wall, they have to later on build a second wall if the first one falls. Both of these are rayas that when they're mechayv themselves to build a wall, included in that is also to be misalik the hezek riyah. And Kveger had decided to say even a step further, that the whole Eschaivus is only to be Mesalik the Hezek Riyah, and not more than that. In other words, the Kveger's thought is to say that according to the Man Omer Hezek Riyah Loishmei Hezek, when there's a Rotsu, the agreement was really to consider the Hezek Riyah, which is usually not a Hezek, they want to consider it as a real Hezek. According to this, after the Rotsu, then already will have the same Gedarim as according to the Man Omer, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. As the Kveger wanted to be Mechadish, even when they make an agreement to build a wall, one of them would still have the opportunity to be Kainis V'teich Shaloi, and build a wall made of a hutz of a dafna, a very weak wall, because Be'etzim, all he was mechayiv himself was to be misalik the hezek riyah, the same way the Rosh says according to the second Lashon, the hezek riyah shmei hezek, even though the Mishnah says that they have to build a wall together, committing hamadino, but if one of them is kainis b'tayich shaloi and is misalik the hezek riyah, the other one cannot be mechayiv him to do more than that. Rav Kveger had to say that even in the first Lashon as well, after the Rotsu, since the Rotsu just is to be misalik the hezek riyah and not more than that, one of them would still have the option of being kainis b'teich shaloi, since the mitzvah that does take care of the hezek riyah. This already is a much greater chiddush, and Kveger himself is hesitant, as we saw, to be mechadish this far.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.